that was fun.
Head in, handle a few things, and do that stream and all that. We will probably hear more from those folks in the relatively near future. What is this bus doing? Okay, all right, we're gonna just... Man, I am getting screwed in this lane. This is bad. Why is this taxi doing this? What are you doing, man? Okay. Guy here trying to give people room to cross. Even though the light's still green, why would you fucking do this? What are you hoping to accomplish? The light is fucking green, man. Oh, is this bus gonna... I'm just gonna... Well, I got kind of fucked on that one. I don't really know why. Yeah. A lot of GDC attendees here. Seeing a lot of beards. Tier 1 operators. This guy's got the combo. Fedora plus beard. Congratulations. Feather in the brim of the hat, even, m'lady. That's right, leisurely stroll. I'm a car coming for you. Might have to go home and play a little more Drax Night Out, you know. Gin up some cheats for it. Don't forget to pump up first. I'm still pumped up. I never aired out, you know? Plastic in the street. Oh man, I'm leaving at the exact wrong time. Traffic's probably going to be real terrible. See what this has to say about getting home. Oh, that's, that doesn't sound bad, but I have a feeling it's wrong. It says it'll take an hour from here. An hour and 5 minutes. I have my doubts. Yeah, unreleased video games. That shit is cool. Oh, did we end up in the... What's... Oh, yeah, I got behind this car and fucked this whole thing up. I wonder if a copy, I will ask about that. If they think, like, what the likelihood of something like Echo Delta ever leaking. Some build of that getting out there. Echo Delta is a Nintendo 64 game that never came out that they showed at Space World the year I went to Space World. And it's like an underwater tank game. I wrote a preview of it, I think. And I remember thinking it was, like, kind of quirky and cool. And I remember, you know, like, I feel like I've been kind of bummed out ever since that it got canned. Because it seemed neat. But And we had some screenshots of it on the site, but I don't know. $1,500, huh? For an 18-minute demo version. Seems like not an insurmountable amount of money to raise, but that's probably out-of-date info. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. I remember thinking it was cool. But that was a very long time ago.
How can I help?
Shut the fuck up. Waze must just have a fucking thing that is like shake for help or something. Because anytime the phone slides off while I got the thing open, all hell breaks loose. Oh, I see. This is saying I'll get home fast by taking a back road that last time I checked was completely flooded out and closed. Great. Great.
The DMs coming from those dudes flirting and wanting to get with you now. Them boyfriend type of guys.
Well, that's been going on for a while, too.
Wow.
Bulls, money, more than clothes on the brother knows.
Maybe I ain't your friend. top model, Virgin Island, boss pop, stinking lobster, shoes eyes, real monster, always flops, nice jewels, hotel, two pools, AC, two coolers, my baby there, the kisser in the kitchen, making love in the tub, switch position, she in love with a thug, new addition, her body call, I always...
Get shorty tight, go with your money. She went to...
I can't tell if the woman behind me is singing along to her radio, talking on the phone, or running a live broadcast out of her car. It's one of those three things.
DC on Classic Rewind. I'm Alan Hunter. Hey, if you want a recap of what happened in college baseball this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Then tune into College Sports.
Oh, no. Why don't you tell me, Alan Hunter?
Eastern 6 West, Channel 84. College baseball.
Come on.
Really? Thought it was college basketball now. Here's John Mellencamp. Ramon's next. It's Classic Rewind.
Evening news. I'm meteorologist Christina Laurent. A little over 3 weeks left before we officially kick off the new season. And one of the sights that we typically see come springtime are a lot of new calves on ranches.
Hey, well, we pretty much with you, Riker.
Do you mind, baby, you should be up in my bed? Ooh, do you mind, baby, you...
Worldwide on Facebook.com/SiriusXMFly.
On 6 Sirius XM, great soul classics like
my history.
chance to catch this week's episode of Train Tracks with Pat Monahan, the hour-long journey of music discovery.
It's
on the Pulse tonight, midnight Eastern.
What?
That would be 9.
No.
Songs that John enjoys.
Huh, the Killers. John enjoys. Artists and bands that John enjoys. Not Bon Jovi the band? No, they couldn't agree on it. They could not get together. We asked John what bands he liked. He said, I don't know, the fucking Killers.
Elvis Radio from Sirius XM.
And bands that Elvis likes, like the Killers. Dead than I ever want to hear. Also, somehow, more Grateful Dead than I want to hear. Hands up.
of the Alt Nation.
Oh no.
Sirius XM. Alt Nation.
Too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come and-
yes. What would life be like if we only listened to the Pitbull radio station 24 hours a day? Never turned it off.
In place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands. Kearney Tax National Helpline, you can stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens.
Thank you. far. I'll play you one of our many favorites from Kings of Leon's latest LP coming up in about 10 minutes.
Album that ever gets played on the radio. Maybe it's just a satellite radio thing. Maybe they're just way into this song. It's not, you know, I like it. It's good.
We don't believe you, because we the people.
Well, that's how I feel, okay? So, you don't have to believe me. For it to be true.
When we get hungry, we eat the same fucking food, the ramen noodle. The simple order, the so maniacal, reliable, the full of children. The irony is that the bad bitch in my life, she don't love me, she make money, she don't. She gon' give it to me, ain't gon' tell me on his back. She gon' take the brain away the place to sit on that. For those aside with, don't try to rhyme with. VH1 has a show that you can waste the time with. She'll be pleasure to take the edge off reality. And for a family, I'll probably do that just sporadically. The only teacher who's a nigga with the promise. The IRS policy, a nigga can't promise. Niggas in the hood living in a fishbowl. Gentrify here, now it's not a shithole. Trendsetter, I know my shit is cold.
And it doesn't even get played on, like, the hip-hop stations. It gets played on, like, the, like, college radio station, which is a bummer. Sounds like the song that would be the theme song to a WWF pay-per-view. No, no, this sounds like a WWE pay-per-view. This is like CM Punk on the poster, No Way Out, 2005, whatever. Hashtags are pretty metal. Thanks for asking.
Tim Time Bomb and Friend.
Stand firm, just this kingston fire is- is a no word. All my people stand up strong. Oh Lord, we got suffered too long.
Take some there weird back roads home.
For those who exploit people, the album Equal Rights, Peter Tosh.
Go, what are you doing? Light screen. Get over in this other lane and turn. Oh, you're not turning. You just had your blinker on. That's cool. I don't even know where I am. I'm not even sure where I'm going. Nope, that's... Nope. Stop. Oh, fucking shit. There's gotta be a way to turn that off. I don't want to talk to the traffic thing. I don't need to. This got rural fast.
Thank you.
looked Sally in the face and decked her in the belly and stepped on her feet. Slammed the child on the hard concrete. The bitch was strong, the kids was gone. Something was wrong, I said, what is going on? I tried to break it up, I said, stop it, slaver. She said, if I can't have you, she can't either.
Blow past right now, oh, god damn it.
She said, why don't you give me a plane so we can go cruising in my OJ? And if you give me that phone game, I give you all my love today. Ricky, 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 can't you see? Somehow your words
get poorly labeled on ramp.
And I just love your jazzy way. So, let's see, Rick, my love is here to stay. And on and on and on, she kept on. The bitch been around before my mother's born. I said, cheer up. I gave her a kiss. I said, you can't have me. I'm too young for you, miss. She says, no, you're not. Then she starts crying. I says, I'm 19. She says, no, I am. Well, mother, I would have wrinkled pussy if I can't be your lover. To the tick-tock, you don't stop. To the tick-tick, and you don't quit hitting.
Light. No. What? Stop. I didn't even fucking touch the phone. Oh, that's the worst. I don't need it anymore, though. We're back on the normal back roads.
Y'all know the lyrics. Come on, sing with me. Oh, baby, I like it.
mama.
Dates will keep him on the road through late September. Tyler Farr and Luke Combs will be joining the country superstar when he hits the road again on June 2nd. For Sirius XM Music News, I'm Buzz Brainerd.
Thanks, Buzz.
Sirius XM, the highway.
So, you're going to hear songs from my friends and random sound bites from pieces of my life, either on the bus or maybe on some stretch of sand somewhere. All those things are a part of this radio station.
I can get to sleep.
What?
I think about the implications. Diving in too deep. And possibly the complications. Especially at night.
It's fucking prime country right here. On prime
time. She tried to hide it by the faded denim clothes she wore, but I...
Oh, that I traveled
all over the U.S. On the country charts, the Eli Young Band were on their way to having their first top 20 song. Written by some country singers you may know by the
right
name
by
of
now,
David Lee Murphy
boys,
from
we're
George
trouble over at Cooter's.
In at 24, it's the Eli Young Band with Always the Love Songs. Why Two Countries Throwback 30.
I had before,
know
the blues ain't coming through.
I mean, right after Stay, this is probably Lisa Loeb's most famous song, Wiggle, for the kids' station.
It's like thinking you lost Best Picture, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you...
Tag on running back Le'Veon Bell, so they'll... ...with 12, 13...
PFC is the runners-up. They finished second because they lost to Seattle in the final.
but FC Dallas had the Supporters Shield winners, therefore the best regular season team last year. So we're talking champion, the two.
A promotion of mammoth size proportion.
I think maybe the fact that I felt.
You have Andrew Luck and you have T.Y. Hilton.
Daddy's right. Daddy's baseball.
You're right. And you know what? You don't. You get rid of your smartphone and go back to the rotary phone, because we don't need better phones. And get rid of the internet, because there's file cabinets. And let's just use them. And by the way, let's get rid of the flat screen TVs and bring back the big old black and white ones. And who needs a microwave? Let's go back to the fire in the wood. Like, what are you talking about? We always have to get better. We have to always try to improve and make everything in society better, including baseball. Baseball should be the one thing that we go, okay, we won't change that, but we'll make the rest of the world better. That's just absurd. Let's not have airplanes then. Let's just have horses.
Yep.
It's such a ridiculous argument.
If you want nonstop action, or let's say more action in Major League Baseball, or in a sport, for example, if that's what suits you, and if that's what's going to have to satisfy you and be the so-called smartphone, as you put it, well, you know what? Then I could go watch basketball. Then I could go watch the NFL. I could go watch, you know, arena football or something that's guaranteed to have a lot of offense and a lot of action. Baseball is unique. Baseball is different. I like to call baseball the thinking man's game. You know, there is
because I'm an
strategy.
Asshole. Yes, that's why I call it that.
I agree there's a lot of strategy. That's why I love it. Mm-hmm. And I want to watch the strategy, and I want to predict how we're going to pitch to a guy, and how we're going to make adjustments, and how we're going to change eye levels, and how we're going to throw the cutter in on the hand. I love that. Tell me what the strategy is on an intentional walk. Walk me through, if you would, walk me through the thinking of the catcher and the pitcher when the manager decides we're going to intentionally walk a hitter. Take me through the strategy and the mindset of what takes place, and take me pitch by pitch.
It's not so much strategy. That, to me, is an example of execution. You need the guy to go out there and execute four pitches, because we've seen pitchers who somehow can't find the catcher's glove, even if they are standing apart from the plate.
Yeah, I don't know how changing the game. I mean, I really don't understand.
But I
understand, because when I sat there and instant replay came into play, I was the first one to propose it at the GM meetings in 1992. And everybody laughed at me, and back then, I think there were 28 teams, maybe, and it was voted down 27-1, and I understood it. And now, everybody looks at it and wonders why we don't have more instant replay. But it's just so obvious that why don't we get the calls right? Instead of going to bed when the umpire blows a call, and a no-hitter is ruined, or a team loses because he misses a play at the plate, why don't we just go to instant replay, fix it, and go on? How much better is the game? It's a lot better. Even the people that hated it now like instant replay.
I like instant replay too, but the problem that I have with it, JB, is that it's proven to be a flawed process for a variety of reasons. Number one, the execution. Like you said, it takes way too long from the managers who are standing there at the top step of the dugout waiting to get the cue as to whether or not they should challenge it. Then the umpires disappear. Sometimes they're gone for, it seems like they take their own two-hour nap in there before they finally come out. And sometimes even the replay shows that they get the call wrong. So, I mean,
you have to admit, it's not perfect. Nothing's perfect in life.
But shouldn't it be,
but the calls are so much better. Yeah, we need to keep getting it better and streamline it, and you have to keep trying to improve the game. And this intentional walk rule does that. It gets rid of a dumb process, and it speeds up the game for that particular moment, and with the first,
I'd be all for it.
What is it? It's rule. So watch that.
I can ruin stretch. Let's get rid of take me out to the ball game. So the names, because
playing it out, things parking. Who does bless America? Like, a great moment. Denver sat there and said, "Shock!" Was so partial of an intentional walk. Every
intentional walk out of card. I'm looking at my book involved here. What's somewhat in those as well?
No.
Is it a plot?
What did you do? The opposing team hitter, even though you're on the crowd. And don't want this is a dumb thing. Well, we don't have to debate it. They agreed to it. It's approved. Agreed to it. It's implemented. Hang with them. Phone's bad. So.
I've got seven.
Please, I've got seven right here.
How? I want the earbuds.
They want that. Then you plug in if you want. It's the iPhone 7 converter that you had before. Where you could and have it make like these games. It'll still give you the
way. Intentional walk. Are you?
Spike. There's no do because three minute rule place.
And the tune in. It'll be on X896. The phone just in
the play. Baseball in the past. Fighting baseball. To people. About baseball. It's driven nature of baseball. Listening to be debate just sucks. Listen, just the ultimate fuck on the rules of baseball.
Even with him sometimes. Backroads trek ended up probably saving me quite a bit of time. It's nice when that actually works out. Everybody have a good Monday night. It's probably wrestling on somewhere. It's probably questionable at best. See ya.